أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. And the trumpet will be sounded. Then behold, they will come out of their graves, rushing towards their Rabb, their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the fundamental beliefs, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi. It is part of our iman that we believe that Allah ta'ala has angels. And they are doing various duties. They are neither male or female. They are created from nur. They do not commit sin. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They do what they are commanded to do. Among the angels, there are four famous angels, leading angels, that Allah Ta'ala has given position to among the angels, among the countless angels, and they perform various duties. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and Malakul Maut Israel alayhi salam. These angels have other angels under them. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about the blowing of the trumpet, the sur. So this duty has been assigned to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam is mentioned, he is kneeling and he has his ear listening carefully while the trumpet is already in his mouth, and he is looking, his gaze is fixed at the arsh, waiting for the command of Allah Ta'ala to blow the trumpet. So from the time he was assigned with this duty, this is how he is, waiting for the announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will blow the trumpet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining in one hadith about the sur, then one sahabi asked Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the sur? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qaran, it is like a horn. It is a horn that they blow, that is blown into, even some communities, they use it in the world also. And it makes that sound, that humming sound, or that low tone. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked about the expansiveness, how big it is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the cavity of it is so big, like the distance of the heavens and the earth. Absolutely humongous. Regarding Israfil alayhi salam, once Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, many angels I have met and I have seen all of them smiling, but Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, I haven't seen him smiling. Why is this? So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, Mundo khuliqatin nar, from the time Allah Ta'ala created Jahannam and he saw Jahannam, he stopped smiling after that day. On one occasion, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam came down to the earth. The sound that was created, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard it. He asked Jibreel alayhi salam, did Qiyamah start because of the sound I heard? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, no, actually Israfil alayhi salam just descended upon the earth. Other facts about Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, it is mentioned that he has the best voice from all the angels and he is the muadhin of the heavens. When he calls out the adhan for every hour, 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night, when he calls out the adhan, then the angels leave everything to listen to his voice. When he reads tasbih, they say the angels that are in salah also leave what they are doing and they listen to his voice. It is so beautiful. So nevertheless, he has been given this duty of blowing to the trumpet. Once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha inquired from someone, Hazrat Ka'b Ahbar ghaliban, about Israfil alayhi salam. He said he has four wings. Two wings are in the heavens. One wing he has wrapped around himself. One wing is on his shoulder. And in that narration, it is mentioned that he has another angel that has the trumpet in his mouth. You know, Hazrat Malakul Maut also has so many angels, about 500 angels under him, performing their duties. So just like that, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, he has other angels also under his command. Nevertheless, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam has been given the duty to sound the trumpet. Now we find different ayat. This ayat says, they will come out of their graves rushing towards the Lord. Another ayat says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Ulama say there are about 3 times that the trumpet will be blown. One is called نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعُ, then نَفْخَةُ الصَّعَقَةُ, and then the third one is this one, where people will come out of the graves. The first blowing of the trumpet will be continuous. It will be a continuous sound. And that is how you bring so many different ayat together. Then Qiyamah will start. Jumi'ati shamsu wal qamar. The sun and the moon will come crashing together. The stars will fall and lose their light. The earth will start to shake violently. The mountains, suyiratil jibal, like cotton wool, will start flying around. And so, yawma yaj'alul wildana shiba. Young children will become old in a moment when they see what is happening, all this. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at. A breastfeeding mother will throw away her breastfeeding child, despite the love that a mother has. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. On that day you see people walking like they're drunk. The terror and horror. So that is called نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعُ. That will be a long continuous blowing of the trumpet. Then there will be نَفْخَةُ الصَّعْقَى. Another blow. And then every soul will fall unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Or rather that first verse, the nafqatul faza', that blow of terror, the sound of terror, the martyrs. The question was asked, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. The creations in the heavens and the earth, all of them will go into a state of terror, except who Allah Ta'ala wishes. So when they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except the shuhada. The shuhada are alive, but this won't cause them any terror. They will be at ease. So nevertheless, the third time, or the second time the trumpet will be blown, all the souls will fall into a state of unconsciousness. Those that are alive will be dead. And then the third blowing, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Then they will come out of the graves, and they will be rushing towards the Lord. Now it is the day of Qiyamah, Yawmul Hisab. It is the day of accounting. Everybody will be gathered in a certain area, in a certain plain, the whole earth. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. The whole earth will be made flat. No mountains, no valleys, no trees. Everything will be absolutely flat. The sun will be 1 mile above the heads of the people. Allah Pak save us and protect us on that day. And everybody will be gathered naked. And no one will be concerned about the next person. Everybody is worried about nafsi, nafsi, rushing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. So many different verses. This whole theme here, before and after. Yesterday we spoke about وَيَقُولُنَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So much about Qiyamah, and time doesn't permit us to go into too much of detail, but just to give some understanding that what will be the holnak manzar of Qiyamah, that terrifying scene of Qiyamah. Jahannam will be brought, Jannat will be in front, Jahannam will be brought, people will see the angels, the Anbiya alayhimus salam will be on thrones, and each person according to his position, Allah Ta'ala will give him honor, or that person will be disgraced on that day. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day Allah Ta'ala must honor us also, give us death with iman, and resurrect us with iman, that we must wake up in a good state, and we must be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the saliheen. Previously I think we hinted how Allah Ta'ala gives life to the dead earth. Just like that, when a person dies, he goes into the qabr like a seed. His body may disintegrate, but there is some part of the body, they say the bottom of the spine, that remains. Like a seed grows, Allah will send a certain rain, and then he will grow out and come out of his qabr, come alive again, once again. kama badana awwala khalqin nu'idu. Like we, Allah says, from the how we gave life, it was nothing, and then the male cell, the female cell, and the unity of that, then something came about. So it's even more easier for us to create them again. Nu'iduhu, we will return them and bring them back to life. And then on the blowing of the third trumpet, everyone will come out of their graves and they will rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.